This is a download from the BBC. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/radio4.
There will be many more protests today over those cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. An international day of anger is what some leading Islamic clerics are calling for. Anger is one thing, violence is something else. Another leading Muslim is quoted this morning as saying the level of anger is very high in the Muslim community across Europe and the wider world, and it is more likely than not that at any minute we will hear of violence unless the police can control the situation. There was a small demonstration here at Television Centre last night because some of our television news bulletins showed the cartoons. Nicola Stanbridge reports.
There are about 60 protesters here at the gates of Television Centre, all men, mostly covering their faces with scarves. I've been told that some are ex-members of Al-Muhajirun, an Islamic group which some consider to have extremist views. The protesters are holding banners as well, saying, "Slay those who insult Islam. Europe, you will pay. Your extermination is on its way. Butcher those who mock Islam, and Islam will conquer England." Their spokesman is Abu Yaha.
I got a phone call from my local friends who pray with me in the local mosque. So we know that there is an uproar generally on an international level against such an act. So we've done our small responsibility in voicing our dissent, voicing our concern against the BBC. We also plan to have a demonstration tomorrow outside the Danish embassy. We also plan perhaps to burn the Danish flag as well, the French flag, because of their decision again to support the Danish newspaper. So, I mean, you know, we have our own ways of communication, and the Muslims will continue to support each other through thick and thin, irrespective of what the consequences may be.
Can you tell me what you personally found offensive in the different cartoons? Can you take me through a couple of them and some of the images?
Well, I think the most common one that has been shown is the one that is described, a picture of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, with a turban, and the turban has been designed as a bomb. Now, that's obviously indicating that the Prophet is a terrorist, in a very pejorative, in a very negative way. In fact, we find that the arrogance of the West and the arrogance of the Europeans, that they decided to come together and stand together at this time, as opposed to apologising for such an ill decision that they made in showing those pictures. So effectively, I'm pretty sure in days to come, a fatwa would be issued against perhaps the corporation, the newspaper, and in particular perhaps against the individual who have shown such a picture and anybody who wishes to support them.
Would you resort to violence in this?
If any Muslim was to decide to do that, then, you know, this person is honourable in Islam, and this person, we pray that he goes to heaven.
That was Nicola Stanbridge reporting there. So what is happening here? Is this just a relatively small group of Muslims overly sensitive to any slight against their religion? Or do they speak for Muslims as a whole? Is there, as is being suggested this morning, a real clash of civilizations? Inyat Bunglawale is the secretary of the Muslim Association of Britain, and he is with me. So is Stuart Lee, who made Jerry Springer the Opera. You may remember that the pressure group Christian Voice campaigned to have that show banned. Mr. Bunglawale, do you join with those voices we heard a moment ago, people protesting outside this building saying that this should not be allowed to happen, these cartoons should be banned?
Well, first of all, I'm from the Muslim Council of Britain, but yes, these cartoons have caused gratuitous offence right across the Muslim world. And the tragedy is not really freedom of speech. Of course, Europe has freedom of speech, and of course, newspapers have the right to publish offensive cartoons. This was really a question about exercising good judgment. For example, British newspapers will not readily print photographs of dead British soldiers in Iraq out of responsibility and restraint, knowing full well the hurt feelings it would cause to the families of those concerned. Similarly, in this case, knowing full well the nature of these cartoons, they were offensive, deeply offensive to millions of Muslims, these newspaper editors should have exercised the better judgment. Instead, they've created a storm which is now being exploited by those same extremists that you just heard on the radio just now. This situation is ripe for exploitation by extremists, unfortunately.
But when some of those people talk, for instance, about burning the flag, of nations like Holland. Do you go along with that, or Denmark?
No, we don't think that's the best way to protest. The best way to protest is by conveying your feelings to the ambassador here, letting them know, the Danish ambassador here, the French ambassador, letting them know that the editors of their national papers there have behaved in a very irresponsible manner. And we do not condone in any way any threat or violence being coming from the lips of Muslims. That kind of reaction we denounce completely, just as we denounce the actions of these editors in provoking the situation.
Do you equally denounce those Arab newspapers, newspapers owned by and edited by Muslims who produce offensive cartoons aimed at Jewish people, for instance, against the Jewish religion?
Yes.
Those people who say, who are Holocaust deniers?
Yes, of course, John. And you shouldn't, I mean, I shouldn't have to explain any kind of derogatory or offensive cartoon which stereotypes an entire group or religious or racial group is unacceptable. We condemn it unreservedly.
Let me ask you, Stuart Lee, about your own programme, Jerry Springer the Opera. That was deeply offensive to many Christians.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, although, you know, it subsequently we find out that most of them that complained about it haven't seen it. And we're currently enjoying a successful run in Plymouth where the editorial, the sort of moral panic up front was immediately diffused by the quality of the work.
So what do you make of what's happening here with these cartoons?
Well, I think that when you satirise something, you need to at least give it the credit of understanding it. And I think that what's happened here is that some of the points being made by the cartoons, though fairly banal, are legitimate. The one where the prophet is blocking suicide bombers from coming into an afterlife by saying, stop, stop, we've run out of virgins. There's a kind of political point behind that. But I don't think that the cartoonists have appreciated the massive taboo that you cross by having an image of Muhammad. There's no historical precedent for that. So I think really, you know, in the West, Christianity relinquished the right to be protective of its icons the day that they put Virgin Mary snow globes on sale in the Vatican. But in Islamic culture, it's a very different thing. And I think that
you wouldn't make Jerry Springer the Opera based on Muhammad. You did it on
Jesus.
Well,
I don't
you
think it would
it
be
on...
my place to do that. I think that that needs to come from someone from that culture who understands it more. Also, in Jerry Springer the Opera, we were looking for a story that was commonly understood in a Christian culture, and therefore that is a Christian one. There wouldn't have been much point doing it about the Quran, because in this country most people don't even know how to spell that, you know. But I think I would look forward to a point where we live in a genuinely multicultural society, when people know enough about each other's faiths and cultures to be able to satirise them and use them in art from an informed position.
Isn't that an important point, Mr. Bungalowala? Should we not try to get to that position where we should be able to poke fun at other religions if we so wish, without fear of as you say, you don't approve of flag burning and all that kind of thing. Obviously, you don't approve of violence, but without fear of the kind of protest that we're seeing now.
Well, I mean, all traditions have a tradition of humour within them.
It's very hard to see it in the Muslim.
Well, I mean, if we're prepared to look inside Muslim cultures, we'll see a very rich vein of humour in Muslim societies. The problem here is the gap in understanding how the Prophet is regarded in Islam, that poking fun at the Prophet is seen as deeply sacrilegious. He is regarded as someone who is dearer to Muslims than even their own families. And remember, these were not respectful portraits of the Prophet. These were deliberately provocative caricatures.
They were poking fun.
Yes, well, they were caricaturing the Prophet as a terrorist. Another described him as daft and dumb. Now, we accept there's freedom of speech, but there is no obligation to offend. Editors don't have an obligation to go out of their way and offend other people.
Can I just read you very quickly, if I may, what was said by the editor of a newspaper in Jordan that published published the cartoons? Muslims of the world, he said, be reasonable. What brings more prejudice against Islam? These caricatures or pictures of a hostage taker slashing the throat of his victim in front of the cameras, or a suicide bomber who blows himself up during a wedding ceremony in Oman? Now, he published that. He was sacked for doing so, and the papers were pulled from the streets.
Well, proprietors will act in different ways. I'm not here to justify the actions of that proprietor, but these cartoons, remember, come in that context, John, of an increasingly xenophobic tone being adopted in parts of Europe towards Muslims.
I think what's happened is that that these cartoonists have attempted to deal with a subject that they don't know enough about, and this is one of the teething problems of the crossover of cultures in the world and in multicultural societies. I think that the level of offence that's been caused is far greater than would have been intended by the cartoons, and that there should be some level of looking back towards the cartoonists and think, well, actually, what's happened is we are not familiar enough with that Islamic culture to understand the taboo that has been crossed.
Even so, just quickly, many people will say that you offended them hugely with Jerry Springer, the opera. Many Christians will say that. Yet you're not, wouldn't be prepared to do the same with.
Well, I think I explained earlier that it's not comparable. That the iconography of Christianity is up for grabs. Mm-hmm. The iconography of to use a corporate image, Islam has always been a lot more conscientious about protecting its brand, and so I think that you need to engage with it as a satirist on its own terms, and that is what I believe we did with Jerry Springer, the opera, with the Christian religion. So, and also, any Christian who's seen it and hates it.
And
Inia
Bongwala, are we going to see violence?
Well, I would hope not. But as I said, this is a situation which extremists will be looking to exploit. And it's important that this row is diffused. And the way forward is for these newspapers to recognise the hurt they have caused and say so plainly.
Inia Bongwala, Stuart Lee, thank you both very much.